Hey everybody, welcome to the Arm Wrestling with Reality Podcasts. I'm Ryan Espy, your host. We are coming to you today, recording number one, starting around 6 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Podcast will come to you once a week on Tuesdays. And we're going to talk about just about whatever I want to talk about, mostly about the world of arm wrestling, but if there's something else going on, we'll have a chat about it. First thing up is World Arm Wrestling League 403. Talk to you a little bit about the match. The matches I actually watched. So, Bleacher Report Live. There's been a lot of trouble for Canadians to watch some of these matches, and there's been a ton of Canadian content. The first match I was able to tune into and see was Angie Rose versus Tamara Mitz, and that went pretty much as predicted. Lots of slip-outs, go to the strap. Angie Rose too powerful for Tamara, and basically controls that match as predicted. Next up, got to sit there and watch Matt Mask take on Nick Zinna. Now that was a bit of a shocker for me. I didn't see the match going differently, and to be honest, I actually forgot to record a prediction for it in my last episode. But I thought that Matt came out looking really, really dominant, and there was some controversy in match one. Nick said Matt got a fast start, so Nick made some adjustments. Was actually able to pin Matt and win match number two. From there, I thought, holy cow, Nick's going to pull off this win. But next match, they get in a bit of a war. Matt seems to take control of it, and he's in a good position. Manages to pin Nick, but throughout the course of the match, Nick injures what looks to be his shoulder, what could be his bicep connection at his shoulder, and looks to be somewhat of a serious injury. And Matt, not to be outdone, separates or dislocates his right index finger somehow. So we're going into match four, two matches to one. Nick says, let's pull, which, you know, with an injury like that, it's amazing. And Matt controls the match fairly easily, pulls him over, immediately lets go of his hand, winces in pain from his finger, and that's that match. So what is next for Matt Mask? Hopefully we'll see him against a top-tier super heavyweight. So he pulled a guy that was in his class, now he's pulled a legit super heavyweight. Now I think it's reasonable that we'd all want to see him step up in competition and face somebody the likes of maybe even a Jerry Cataret. They're both coming off of a win. That would be a great, great match. Next match I want to talk about is probably the best arm wrestling match any of us has seen in a very long time, and probably unexpected too, is Jerry Cataret versus Michael Todd. Now, match number one went exactly as I thought it would have went. Jerry getting a quick win on Michael. Because Michael, to me, is, from what I've seen, he will try something outside of his wheelhouse in the first match. Often, this happens. And then if he loses, he'll transition to the King's move. Well, that's exactly what happened. The only problem is that Jerry put on the brakes and hung in there amazingly and managed to power through the King's move. I don't remember what the final score was here, but man, Jerry had guts and heart and resilience and endurance and looked impressive in that match. Now, I don't know what's up with Michael. I know he's trying to lose some weight and trim up. Doesn't want to be the big guy anymore. He just wants to be the kind of big guy. And I can tell you from experience that you lose weight, you lose power, man. That's just the way it is. I tried to lie to myself about it too, but what's next for these guys? Holy cow, I don't know. Michael Todd's a top guy with, you know, deserves another top guy. Jerry has just shown that he can hang with some really, really interesting styles. So, I don't know. I couldn't pick the next match for either one of them. I hope to see Jerry versus Matt Mask. I think that would be a fun match to watch. And finally, and I didn't watch this match live. I watched it. It popped up in my newsfeed on Facebook, so I took a look at it. It was Tony Katowski versus Quinlan Mendez. That match was interesting. Tony looked so strong, and I thought he was going to dominate after the match, the win in match one. And then Quinlan, who says, people say is one of the, I've heard it said that he's one of the most versatile guys, goes to some kind of straight arm, fully extended King's move, and manages just to wear Tony out a little bit to where he doesn't have to go all the way into desperation mode there, but ends up winning that match, which I felt was incredible. And I don't like watching the King's move very much because, you know, I just don't. And I'm not the only one that has that opinion, but I think what we saw here was a use of it that he wasn't relying solely on it, but it served its purpose and allowed him to win that match. So good on him. And guys, what's next for me? I'm going to be, well, you got one more episode in between, but I've been sort of scoping out the competition for the Canadian Nationals coming up at the beginning of, or the end of June here, about a week and a half from now. And it's not going to be a walk in the park. There's rumors going around about the likes of Mike Gould, Rick Heiderbrecht, Ian the Grippler Carnegie coming up. And just blasting out the last week of training here, guys. And hopefully I can come home with the goal there is four golds. So it's going to be two first places in the Masters and two in the Open. That is the goal. I can tell you that I pulled last weekend, and even when a tournament is not the most difficult, the stopping and starting and guys plowing into your arm with everything they have where you lose your warm-up a little bit in between matches when you have long breaks, that stuff adds up. So if you try to do that 2 days in a row, you never know what's going to happen. But the goal is still winning. So hang in there, guys, and I will see you. I'm not going to do it. Next Tuesday, we'll have a new episode. And until then, guys, don't mark out for your own gimmick and never jump the shark.